Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. I'm Christy McManamy with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and we are excited that you have joined us on this Saturday morning right here in the Siouxland area. We're broadcasting on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, and we have two special guests with us in the studio today. We are talking about data centers with Trent Fellers of Google and Sam Wagner with MidAmerican Energy. But before we get to our conversation today, I'd like to send out a big thank you to Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, who is our producer back in the studio, and a thank you to our longtime sponsor of this program, Chris Buggenreef of NAI United. And our guest this morning, as we talk about data centers, it's been a hot topic in our community as of late, and we're excited to have our two guests join us this morning for a great conversation, an in-depth conversation about data centers and possible proposal to looking at the Salix, Iowa area. And so here's a great opportunity where we're going to get to dive in and ask some of those questions that the community is asking and learn a lot about the project itself and the folks behind the project. So first, let me welcome Trent Fellers of Google to Grow Siouxland. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Sam, we appreciate you joining us as well with MidAmerican Energy. And I know you're no stranger to the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce as well.
Nope. I spent five long, miserable years here at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. But thank you for having us, Christy. It is very good to be back.
And before we hop in on all this, I just want to, since you started a little bit on your background, so we're glad to have you back in the studio here. Tell us a little bit about your background, Sam. Since you're not a native of this area, but have worked in this area for a long time.
Sure. I've been here about 17 years now. So we are in the middle of year 17 of the Wagner family Midwestern adventure. Originally, I'm from the Pacific Northwest. So I kind of got my start in the economic development world, working for the state of Washington, then Pierce County in Tacoma. And then made the jump to the Midwest, and I've been in Sioux City ever since. And economic development roles with the city of Sioux City for about 4 years here at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative for about another 5 years. And then the last 8.5 years or so with MidAmerican Energy, also in a economic development and community relations role.
And as somebody who has worked in this community for a long time, you have raised your family here as well. And have you lived here now longer than you did in Washington? Or
no, but the clock's ticking. It is. And only my son, who's my oldest child, has any real memories of Washington. The other two were a little too young when we moved here. They were all born in Tacoma, but they were raised here. And we've really... we call this place home. It is my adopted hometown. And every time I go back to Washington, I'll spend some time there. I'll have good seafood. And then I can't wait to get back here because we've really come to love the Midwest and really come to love the Sioux City area. And it is gratifying in my role as an economic developer to work on projects such as, you know, what might be contemplated here for Salix because of, what that could mean for the community, for its growth, and for its future.
And when you talk about that, we're looking at potential jobs, investment in the community, and opportunity, you know, even for property taxes, for schools, and things like that.
Indeed. So economic development, jobs, and tax base. It's not everything, but that's where you start. And so when you have a project that contributes so much to the local community through property taxes, through job creation, both direct job creation and induced job creation, it strengthens and diversifies our economy. And that strength and diversity leads to resilience. And, as we kind of start this conversation, this sort of broader conversation, about a potential data center, here in the Sioux City Metro, specifically in Salix. That's really where I have my, kind of my eyes, kind of looking towards, is is diversifying that economy, improving that resiliency, and providing opportunities for for residents, for families to have job opportunities and to have career opportunities across the board, from construction all the way to tech, that a project like this can offer. It is the type of thing that leads to the economic strength of the community, and that's what I've dedicated my career to.
You're listening to Gros Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. We are having a conversation today with Sam Wagner of MidAmerican Energy, who you just heard from there, as well as Trent Fellers of Google. So, Trent, welcome once again to the Gros Siouxland podcast that we have here. And tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to work for Google.
I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska. I work at the data center there in Lincoln that's under construction. My background has been, I enlisted in the Marine Corps, served in the Marine Corps Reserves as an engineer equipment mechanic, working on heavy equipment, fixing bulldozers and scrapers. From there, I got a degree in public administration, and really a bounce back and forth between government entities, state government entities, and tech companies. So worked for a software company, a couple of software companies, worked for a broadband company, and then came to Google earlier this year working on data center public affairs.
And we also want to mention that you are a former city council member for Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah. I served 4 years on the city council in Lincoln, Nebraska, was there, was the chair for one of the years, but it was a great experience, great to serve your community.
So what was the attraction of working for Google?
Just to be really on the forefront of the developments around data centers. It touches every piece of your life. You have a phone in your hand, and that connects to the data center. You make a phone call, and that connects through the data center. Use Gmail, or Google Translate, or any of the products that are out there. That all of those things run through a data center, including health records and financial records. It was very intriguing to me, given my experience working with software, to be on the other side of all the wires.
You bet. And for people who are listening to this and have no idea, where does the term Google come from, right? It's now become the vernacular, like if you don't know something, Google it. I mean, it's now become a verb besides a noun, besides a company.
Yeah. There's a podcast that they have on the creation of Google and the Google name. I think they were in a brainstorming session and somebody came up with the name Google and they actually spelled it wrong when they put it on the website to check the URL. So, and then history is made for beyond there.
Oh, funny. And as a broad scope, we're hearing a lot about Google now, right, in our community. But to your point, it is the verb, right? It's how we search for things. It's in everything that we use today. And so I can understand where there are some folks who might feel like, oh, this is a big, big, big company trying to come into our small neck of the woods. What are your thoughts on that? Or could you weigh in on that?
Yeah. So, anytime we enter a community for a project, we want to listen first. We want to learn and understand because every community is different. And we want to be respectful of the local community and learn about them, just as they're learning about Google and how we might fit into the community. But in Iowa, we have a 20-year history. We had our first data center on Veterans Memorial Parkway in Council Bluffs. That facility has been there for over 20 years. It was one of our first in the country. And so that proud partnership over 20 years has developed over those decades into a $20 billion investment. Employees, going to work there. Iowa has been so great to us on data center development. We want to continue that partnership in the future. And, with this week and introducing ourselves to the community of Salix and the broader Siouxland, we wanted to be really respectful and listen, learn, and understand, but also talk about how we do business and how we do data centers and how we blend it in the community, and then support those communities as well.
You're no stranger to the Midwest, right? So if anybody's sitting there, if this is a big company from us, you have been around this part of the country, the Midwest, for quite a long time.
Yeah, our partnership, our footprint in Iowa is 20 years, like I said. So, you know, we've been expanding that over those decades. We have two campuses in Council Bluffs. We have two campuses that are building in Linn County, Cedar Rapids, and in Palo. We're in the process of those projects as well. And so we're really happy to have the opportunity to have this conversation in Salix.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. We're talking with Trent Fellers of Google. He's the public affairs manager. And Sam Wagner of MidAmerican Energy, who's the business and community development manager. So there's still a lot to talk about in this conversation. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? Call NAI United, the leading commercial real estate firm in Siouxland, serving our community for over 20 years. Connect with their experts, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, Madison Craighead, Aiden Vanderloo, and Chris Bogenreef. NAI United agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which means they can assist you regardless of your location. NAI United has commercial real estate solutions for you. Visit NAIUnited.com to learn more. For all your commercial real estate needs, call NAI United.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. I'm Christy McManamy with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. You're listening on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. And today we are talking with Trent Fellers of Google. He's a public affairs manager. And Sam Wagner of MidAmerican Energy, who is the business and community development manager. And Trent, where we left off, we were talking a little bit about Google's footprint in the state of Iowa, because you have multiple data centers in the state of Iowa. But this, the topic that we're focusing on right now is a potential data center in Salix, Iowa.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about how this kind of came to be and why is it a good fit for that area?
Yeah. So, wherever we look in the country, you know, we look for infrastructure, we look for energy. So, our partner in MidAmerican Energy, and having those energy resources available to us, was step one. Two, it's, water resources. We do use water, to cool in the data center. That's a number two. And then three is a really great workforce. And, in that great workforce, we're looking for, electricians, HVAC technicians, pipe fitters, the types of laborers and construction teams that can build a data center.
Skilled jobs.
Yeah,
you're looking for skilled
we're
workers.
We're looking for those skilled positions. Across Iowa, we've found that those workforces exist, especially in the Siouxland. So that's one of the reasons that makes this an exciting opportunity for us.
Okay. And when you talked about some of those jobs, one of the statistics I thought was just absolutely amazing. So at the height of construction would potentially be about 1,200 jobs.
Yeah. So on average, we would have about 1,200 people on site working on building the data center at our peak construction. That's the average for how we've had other data centers come together.
And do you typically hire local contractors to do some of those projects?
We absolutely do. We need those local contractors. We need qualified people to do the work. And when we partner with our construction company, we need to pull that labor force from the local economy.
Okay, so 1,200 workers potentially at the height of construction. How many employees would actually be employed at the data center if this goes through?
Yeah, so every data center is different, but the employment of Googlers on the site would be in the hundreds. Yeah. The average from construction jobs for employment and wages that's created is about 40 million. So it's a big impact back to economically for the communities that we locate in.
And then so once again, you're talking about if you're at 1,200 peak jobs, the influx of local companies that would be working on a project like that.
Yep.
Those dollars staying in the community because you go local first.
Yep, we go local.
And then when you hire, what type, I mean, the question I always have from people is, well, what kind of jobs? Isn't it just a bill? You know, it like, what is a data center and who, what type of people work at a data center?
Yeah, it's a mix. You know, people that have engineering degrees, electrical engineering degrees are some of the people that walk the halls at a Google data center. There's two guys that do operations at a couple of our data centers. Both are Navy veterans that worked. One was on a worked on a nuclear sub. The other one worked in the reactor on a nuclear aircraft carrier. So like guys that are, you know, worn the uniform of the country and have come back and you know, are working you know, right inside the data center, and you wouldn't know it. Like you wouldn't know it when you, unless you just asked what their background was. But these guys are brilliant, highly technical, you know, and the type of people you want to see in your workforce.
And good paying jobs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I think, the average salary that we've seen in, from all the positions that are created, and this might be a little on the lower level, is about 70,000.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. So then let's also talk about the statistic. I believe I heard you mention something about additional jobs that come every time there is a Google data center, additional jobs in the community that are created, not just construction, not employees on site, but additional jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. So in addition, you know, to the Google jobs that are created on the campus, we estimate between construction and other services that are on the campus, because we do require some level of service for different positions, whether it's, you know, the landscaping or companies to come in and maintain the generators or maintain the chillers. For every one Google job that's created, we estimate about 9 other jobs in the broader community.
So for every one Google job, 9 additional jobs in the community are created.
Yes.
That kind of reminds me of like Gateway when they started up additional jobs in trucking and, you know, shipping and all of these different things that came about with that come around an addition like this.
Yeah, absolutely. We have shipping and receiving as well on these data center floors. For equipment that we're needed to run the data center, you know, we have people that are maintaining those electrical systems, maintaining the broadband connections that are coming in from different providers. So all of those things go to making sure your Gmail works, or when you fire up YouTube that that video is there. Google doesn't go down. We're up 100% of the time. So all of those positions maintain that reliability.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. We're talking today with Trent Fellers of Google and Sam Wagner of MidAmerican Energy. And Sam, MidAmerican Energy is partnering with Google to potentially bring this data center. And explained, we kind of talked with Trent about it, but the site, this is close to the Port Neal plant. It's close to water with the Missouri River. So talk to me about what MidAmerican's role would be in this.
Sure. A while back, we took a look at our entire grid, our entire system. Nobody knows it like we do. And looked at where are those ideal sites for large load customers like this, and really tried to take a more proactive role in this. And we looked all across our territory, looked across our grid, and believe it or not, that Salix site was the one that really kind of rose up to the fore. And so it has access to quite a bit of power. And just to dispel an interesting little myth, there is its proximity to the plants is maybe less important than it is the proximity to some large transmission lines. and you get some of that concentration of transmission closer to the plants, but it's really those lines that are, you know, that are there. And if you driven up and down I-29, you've passed underneath those lines every single time you you go past Salix. And it just lends itself to, you know, to a large load customer. And Google's been a partner of ours for 20 years, as was previously mentioned. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say the infrastructure build that's going to be required for this on the electric side, Google's paying for all of that. And from a rate perspective, when you're able to control those costs, the revenues that come in from those rates actually get distributed across our entire rate base. And what that does is it keeps our rates lower and more stable over time. So we've had data centers on our system for an awful long time. The last time that we've done anything with rates is 2014. And we're 44% below the national average on rates. So these projects are actually a good thing when it comes to rates and stability and reliability on the grid.
And thank you, Sam. Trent, have a question for you regarding some of the other, you know, opposition that's out there. They talk about tax breaks or things like that. So this is, Google is planning on paying its way to do this project.
Yes. Yeah. So Google, we're paying 100% of the energy infrastructure. We'll pay 100% of the infrastructure that goes to serve the data center site itself. In addition to, we're not seeking any property tax abatement for the site. So we'll pay the full freight of property taxes to the various political subdivisions that are in and around the Salix community.
So I know we're running out of time on this conversation because it's fascinating, but really, if we could have some parting words real quick, Trent, on why it's important to have the conversation.
Yeah. So what we're looking for is to have a community conversation so we can co-develop this and design a proposal and a project that meets the needs of the Salix community and the broader Siouxland. And that's why we're here today.
And Trent Fellers of Google, thank you so much for joining us and making time in your schedule to be here with us. And also Sam Wagner, MidAmerican Energy, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. And that is our time. And so we appreciate you, the listener, on this Saturday morning for joining us for this program. And once again, continuing the dialogue. Have a great day.